We're back for another episode of the Unbiased Trailblazer podcast, and we got a special one here. We've got a couple extra people that are, one's going to be a familiar voice, a couple new ones, so we're excited to talk with everybody. But first and foremost, we got Fawad here. Fawad, how are you doing tonight?
I have had a long day, so I'm just here to listen to you guys talk and just enjoy the vibes.
Yeah, Fawad was vacationing in New York City, so how was New York?
It was fine, but then I went back to work today and I came back really late, so have not had a lot of time to rest.
Well, then you just get to sit back and listen, and we can talk some Blazer basketball and you can enjoy it.
Sounds good.
Okay, so first person here, this is going to be a familiar person. I believe he was on the last time we did a listener episode. We got James here. James, how are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing, man?
I'm doing good. It's been a long day, long couple days. I feel like I've been at work for 5 days straight, and it's only been two because of the holidays, so it's been a weird week, but how have you been?
I'm doing good on the East Coast. It's getting cold now. I think you guys got a lot of snow out in Oregon, but staying up late, obviously, like I said, I'm on the East Coast, so I'm up late watching our guys every game, and it feels like it's been a long time since our last game, so I'm ready to tune in. What is it? Tomorrow we got another game, so I'm ready for that.
Yeah, it's a weird little stretch of the schedule we have right now. We've also got Rose City Boy. How you doing, Rose?
I'm good. How y'all doing?
Doing pretty good, man. Thanks for joining. This is your first time here, so we appreciate you joining.
Appreciate you.
Yeah, no problem. Actually, Rose, let me ask you a quick question real quick. Do you do Twitter spaces? I feel like I've seen you in a lot of Twitter spaces.
I do a lot of Twitter spaces,
okay.
Yeah.
I thought so. Okay. So for those of you that have heard in our past podcast, when we talk about Twitter spaces, I was pretty sure Rose was in a lot of them. So he is there a lot talking basketball, and Twitter spaces is a lot of fun. So if you guys have Twitter and you see a Twitter spaces going, make sure to hop in and talk. We also got Taylor. Taylor, this is your first time here as well, so we appreciate you joining us. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for having me.
No, we appreciate you joining. It's always good to have some new people come in and talk and give us opinions and hear your thought processes. So we're excited.
Thanks, Ben.
So we're gonna go into it. I'm not sure how long this is gonna be. We're gonna try to keep it, you know, semi short. We don't want to be a 2-hour podcast. So, but let's just start right off. James, your first. What's your feelings on this season? How's it been for you? What's your expectations? Your
man, I think as fans, you want to see as many wins as possible. So I don't care how low of an expectation these quote unquote experts have, or even as Blazer fans, the type of expectations we have, we still want to win every game. And I think we've let several games slip away. The one game that just stands out in my memory is against the Clippers at home. But, you know, I'm going to be disappointed if we're not winning or have a higher in the standings. But at the same time, we're not that far behind as far as the standings go. I mean, we definitely have a chance to make a push and get in a better spot. But I think, you know, a lot of the conversations that we need to have is, you know, what kind of changes we should possibly make, unless there are people out there that think we're going to be fine. I'm not one of those people. But overall, you know, right now we're eighth and we're 4.5 games back from first. So that's still positive, but overall I'm not ecstatic or anything. We've cooled off.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we're a very up and down team. So I think it's a fair viewpoint to be, you know, somewhat kind of excited, but also somewhat disappointed at the same time, because you can't get a real gauge on what this team is, if it's actually a good team or if it's needing work, which I too agree. It probably is leaning towards more and needs work, but yeah, I'm right there with you, man.
Yeah, I know we got super excited in the beginning. You know, I know super early on we're thinking, oh my God, championships, right? Like we're looking that good. But again, you know, reality hits and that's not where we're at. We're not a contender right now at all. So
No, I agree there. What about you, Rose City Boy? How's your opinion on this season so far?
Well, this season is really like a disappointment for me because I just feel like even we have a new group, there's like a piggyback what the dude said previous before me. Too many wins that we could have won, and I just feel like that would help us in the long run as far as like our standings. Because in my personal opinion, I don't think we want to face a top-seeded team in the first round. So that's what I'm thinking about playoffs. So I want us to have a top three, top four seed, in my opinion, to not face one of the better teams in the conference. So those type of losses kind of hurt in the long run.
Yeah, I've always been of the opinion that the games that you're supposed to win, you have to win. You cannot lose. You cannot give games away, especially in the West, especially with how tight it's been. Like James just said a little bit ago, there's not much separation from 1 to 10. So really, any game you're giving away is really costing you right now. So yeah, I'm with you on that as well. It's hard to get excited because you just expect the downfall. Seems like. What about you, Taylor? How's your view on the season?
Man, this team is just a heartbreaker. Right, because I think there's only been one or two games that we've truly been out of. So throughout this entire season, every loss just feels like it hurts that much more because it feels like, man, we were right there to get it. Especially those two in OKC and then the buzzer beater again with Denver. Like those just eat your heart out every time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, and especially against Denver, who you know we've kind of started a little rivalry with them. So losing any game to them sucks. Especially
it's miserable. Oh, it's miserable. But yeah, I think it is a experimental year this year. One of those kind of evaluation years. I don't think I'm quite as like down as other people might be in terms of like, oh, this is so disappointing. I mean, we're two games above 500 at the moment. Like, that's pretty good by Christmas time, which we're like, if you like ask people earlier in the season, like maybe some experts or whatever, they would say like we'd be lucky to be within five games of being 500 by Christmas time based on our schedule, the fact that we've already played almost half of our road games already. I think one more, which will be on Friday in Golden State, and then half of our road games will already be done before the new year.
Well, no, I mean, you said it perfectly, and it's something I have to keep reminding myself as well. Is that this wasn't necessarily the year that we're trying to win at all. It was more of a get the foundation. So that's something I keep telling myself is like, you know, I know I want us to win and I know we all want us to win, but there is truth behind the fact that they came out and said that this isn't the year that they're necessarily trying to win a championship. So and like you said, the schedule's been tough, a lot of road games. The schedule gets easier, but like we just said, we can't give away games we're supposed to win.
Absolutely. Those two in OKC just were terrible, especially for Dane, you know?
Yes, yes. So let's get to the hot button issue. James, I know on Facebook is where I've met you. And I know on Facebook, there's a lot of heat going on right now with this opinion that I threw out in a podcast a couple weeks ago. And it's kind of picking up more traction and I'm starting to see it a lot more. So what is your opinion? I mean, I know what your opinion is, but let the world know what your opinion on. Is it a good idea? Should we be looking to trade Simons? Should we be looking to keep him? What's your opinion on that whole entire situation?
Yeah, let's talk about it. I've been very vocal about it. I think I was a big Ant supporter, you know, especially seeing how he evolved last year. He's a volume scorer. You know, he's a fun player. He can score. So I'm not hating on the guy. You know, he's fun. I understand why Trailblazers fans like him so much. Here's the thing. Let's keep it real. He's another CJ. Okay. He can't defend. He's with Dame, and I understand some people want Dame traded. I don't know why, which we can talk about if need be. But, you know, Taylor, you said the words heartbreak. And I've been watching the Trailblazers since 91, just year after year, hardcore, diehard fan. And it's been heartbreak since then for me, every year, right? So, you know, for this year, I truly think that we can win one with Dame. I really do. And he's shown the loyalty. We just need to make a move or two. And you have to ship out a guy like Ant to bring in talent. You know, no one's going to sit around giving us superstars for, you know, Watford and Greg Brown. Like, we have to give something of value. But what worries me now is because Ant doesn't necessarily thrive on the defensive end, I don't know who we could truly get. So just so everyone's aware, I'm not saying let's trade him for a PJ Tucker. You know, we need to get some value, obviously. So if there's no trade on the table that makes sense, then yeah, we got to stick with him. But to help Dame get a team to win, and it's disappointing to hear, man. You just said, you know, this year we're not trying to win at all. If that's what, you know, the organization said, that's kind of weak. But if we make the right moves now, we have to start building the chemistry right now to either make a push, because I think the West is open, right? I mean, there's some great teams like the Nuggets, you know, Suns seem to be falling apart right now. But, you know, I really think we can compete as long as we make the right moves. And Ant's part of that. We got to move on. That's my strong opinion.
No, I mean, believe me. I don't want to say like I am just against Ant, because I'm not. I think, like you said, he's a very fun player to watch. He's got a bright future. And like you said, if it's kind of like the CJ situation trade wise, where we can't just trade CJ to trade CJ because we were all tired of the issues that he was, you know, creating defensively and offensively. You have to get the correct value for a player of that level. And like you said, we can't just trade Ant because, you know, we don't think defensively he can help us. And, you know, just let's trade him for the first available player that gets offered to us. I mean, Ant is a good player. I know there's going to be a lot of players that can do what he does, but he's a very efficient shooter. He's a pretty reliable scorer. I know he can be inconsistent at times, but that also comes with developing more and being more of the focus on offense. You know, last year he didn't really, I don't feel like we saw as much inconsistency scoring wise as we have this year. Like there was games where it was, you know, worse than normal, but he was more consistent last year because he was the focal point. And now this year he's sharing with Dame and he's sharing with Grant. So I totally agree. And before I go any farther, I see Xander has joined us. Xander, how you doing tonight?
My man, what's going on?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Watching the Ducks get destroyed. So
I know. I'm gonna
turn this shit off.
No, I appreciate you, Xander. We're gonna get to you here in just a second, but I just wanted to shout you out.
Yep.
Hang tight. James, I'm with you. I think if the ultimate goal is to win with Dame, and it should be, because I think not only does he deserve it, but I think that is our best chance. I agree with you. I think Simons needs to be moved. I think we just have to find the right piece. Maybe it's not this year. Maybe it's in the off season. Maybe it's right at the trade deadline. I don't know.
I mean, one thing I want to add, this is going to piss off some people, but, you know, personally, I'm okay moving Sharp with Ant. And I understand Sharp looks special. He has a lot of potential. You know, some people have brought up, well, we traded a superstar before in Jermaine O'Neal. Guys, that was 20 plus years ago. Jermaine O'Neal never won a championship. I know he blossomed and turned into an all-star. I get it. But they never won at all, right? And he was playing behind Rasheed Wallace for, if we kept him, he would have had to be on the bench, coming off the bench for another 3, 4, 5 years or however long it was. So I'm open to it, especially if we can bring in a legit player that's within Dame's timeline.
Yep.
Why not go for that, right?
Yep. There should be no player that is off limits besides Dame if we truly are trying to win now. And that's my opinion. I know some people, you know, disagree. I wouldn't necessarily, let me put it this way. Like you just said, if it's for the right player, 100%, I have no issue throwing. If it's for Siakam, I am fine with Ant and Sharp. I have no issue with that.
He's from Canada. I don't know if he's from Toronto, but I mean, I don't know. Yeah. They're going to ask for him. We got to roll the dice.
Yeah, I think Sharp could be a very good player. He's definitely shown, you know, spurts of it, but we can't just hold out on hope that this player is going to end up being somebody and miss out on a chance now. We're going to get back to it, James, I promise. But we're gonna
Canada.
Go for it.
Canada was mentioned, so I got to chime in. Sharp is not from Toronto. He's from London, Ontario, which is about two and a half hours away. That's my contribution for the episode.
Rose City Boy, what is your opinion on trading Simons?
I'm all for trading him if we get a valuable piece in return. And what I mean by that, I'm guessing somebody, a shooting guard or a small forward that could pretty much be a consistent 15-point per game and play solid defense. That's what pretty much what we need. Like, if you can give me that, I'm all for it.
So let me ask you this then. Is, like, a player like – I know this has been something I suggested, and I know some people are for it, some people aren't. So if it was, like, OG Anunoby, would you be okay with that?
Excuse my language, but fuck yes, nigga.
Thank you.
Like, yes.
I think he's one of those players that, like, people look at Ant and see how good he is offensively, and they look at – OG and they see that he's, you know, not averaging 24 points and he's not shooting almost 40% from three. OG is definitely not a slouch offensively. He is a very good offensive player. He may not be as efficient as Ant is offensively, or, you know, provide the, you know, deep threes and the catch and shoot constantly, but I will take his defense plus his above average offense any day. So I am all for OG. Is there any other player that you would love to see that we haven't talked about?
Can't think of one right now. OG is a good one, but like any other player, I'm just also being realistic. Any other player that I could think about, like, that team was not going to trade for Anthony and Shaden.
Yeah, yeah. And that's one of the problems, is we have to be realistic. We can't just say, like, you know, Simons for Durant. And also situations change. You know, the beginning of the season, there was talks about Brooklyn may blow things up, and now you look and Brooklyn's won 10 in a row and they probably aren't going to blow things up. So, I mean, lots can change. Simons can't be traded until, I think, the 15th of January, so there's still time for that. Toronto does look like they're kind of teetering on, should they blow things up or should they, can, you know, keep trying? So it's interesting. There's lots that can happen still. What about you, Taylor? Oh, go for it.
No, but I also was thinking, like, if Toronto do a fire sale, like, they're going to get a better deal for him. So that's going to – I just honestly think their team is going to give him a better deal, especially if they blow it up and they're trying to build around Scottie Barnes. That's what I was told.
Well, and Fawad, I know you're from Toronto, so correct me if I'm wrong, but Scottie Barnes has not had a very good year.
Yeah, he's definitely been underwhelming. He's put together a couple good games in a row recently, but I think – you know, most people don't see him as the centerpiece, but, you know, a lot of people still think of him as maybe like him, OG, and another pick that could be like potentially a core. So it's not like, you know, fans have given up on him, but he's not like the face of the franchise type of guy, in my opinion, at least the vibe I've gotten from other people.
Yeah. And one more thing to add to that, Simons is definitely a player that could be your number two option. If your team is better defensively, you can't have your starting point guard and shooting guard be just terrible defensively and then expect that to work. I mean, we've seen it with CJ. So Toronto definitely could use him. Do they want him? I would assume they probably would, but it remains to be seen what can happen. Okay, what about you, Taylor? How's your opinion? What's your opinion on Simons being traded?
I'm going to start it with the disgusting fact. So I looked it up today. The median age of people in Portland is 37 and a half years old, which means more than half of the people in Portland have not experienced Portland winning a championship. That is terrible. Yep. And in addition to that, I'm going to preach patience, because Simons is probably our best tradable asset. And he's making up roughly $25 million a year, right? But if you just look at OG and Anunoby, he's making like 15 to 17, somewhere there. I don't know the exact number. It's not a lot. He's a very, like, team-friendly deal in terms of his, like, money out. So in order for that deal to even, like, make sense at all, they would have to throw in another, like, $10 million worth of, like, salary just to make sense, right? There's no way Toronto's doing that, first of all. So, and second of all, Portland shouldn't be trading away their best asset for OG and Anobi. I love it, OG. I think he's an incredible player, probably going to be in the running for Defensive Player of the Year. He is no slouch on any facet of the game. But if we're looking at Portland winning a championship, in order to win, we have to build this team, like, smartly, right? That means using all the tools that we possibly have, right? Josh Hart right now is probably our best tradable asset for this offseason, or for this trade deadline. And then trading Simons, let him build his value over the next season. Let him show that he can be a starter in this league, averaging over 20 points a game, right? Any team is going to want that. He's 23 years old. Let him have a whole season under his belt. And then from the time next season starts, all the way to the trade deadline. Also, we are probably going to be a playoff team this season, which means that our pick that is owed to Chicago is going to go to Chicago, which means that next season we'll have all of our tools ready for us. So then in order for us to push in all of our chips in order to get the right player, rather than, I love Siakam, but I do think that Grant is more of a natural four than he is three. I think he's capable of playing the three, but I don't think he's a natural fit there. So then it gets a little clunky, right? So I think that you got to push in all your tools and use all the right moves in order to get the right person at the right time. So pushing in Simons to try and get somebody right now because we're feeling really good and feel like the West is open this year might not be the best move when a much better move might be available next season when we have more tools at our disposal to actually push everything in to get an even better player than Siakam.
I mean, I can't fault you for thinking that way. I part of me does agree with you. I mean, I wouldn't, like I said in a couple episodes ago, I wouldn't hate if we never traded Simons because he is a good player, and I do see in the future he could be a very good player. I just think moving on from him is the right move. And necessarily, I didn't mean like it had to be this year, this week, tomorrow, yesterday. Like, if, like you said, if he continues to play and shows that he's, you know, a very valuable starter, and then in the offseason or next year we make a trade, I'm okay with that. I don't feel like this is our only year to capitalize on him. I'm afraid we're going to go the CJ route where we don't.
And that's totally valid. Like, anyone in Portland would be afraid of that. We just spent almost a decade with CJ right there. And I love CJ. He's a bucket by himself. He's also a play-ender, right? We all know that. We don't have to go through that.
Yep.
But, like, in order to maximize the value in terms of, like, the tools that we have, trading Simons at least this deadline or in the offseason before like his value really peaks, and allowing that Chicago pick to really just go to Chicago and get that restriction lifted away from us allows us to use more tools to get a better player.
And I agree. I do agree with you 100% on that. I think that Chicago pick, going to Chicago, for those of you that don't know, Chicago gets our pick if it's after 15. So, or 15 or above, I believe is how it is. So I agree. It's you very well put it out. I do agree. I think we get a much better package if we have those picks available to trade. So, I mean, I'm with you on that one. Xander, what's your opinion? I know I've seen you on Facebook as well a couple times. What's your opinion on trading Ant?
I think you got to do it this season, man. I mean, Dame's 32, and a lot of people probably disagree with me, but I'm tired of waiting, man. And I understand that, you know, you got to trade for the right package, but, I mean, game after game after game after game, I mean, I can go on and on. I mean, he just gets eaten up. I mean, your best player just always eats Ant up. I've seen so many games lost by him, and I'm sick of it, man, personally. And I get trying to be patient, you know, waiting for the right package, but I think you gotta make a move with Toronto, like you're saying. You know, I think they're gonna be splitting the team apart, in my opinion. And I think there's a good chance, you know, their asking price on OG is going to go down. Siakam. I would love to get Turner. I don't know how we do that, really. I'm frankly kind of sick of Nurk, too. You know, he used to be my favorite player. I love watching him. I love having him on the team. He's just so soft mentally. You can see him. He's just mentally out of place. You know, if he makes a bad decision, he'd be, you know, mentally out of the game for the rest of the game. If there was a way to get Turner with him, you know, an OG, I think that would be a one hell of a team, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean,
I just don't think there's time to wait. Personally, you know, we've waited so long with Dame. He's 32. He's got 2-3 years left in his prime, in my opinion. We don't have time to wait.
Yeah, and you're right. Simons is very, very. He gets beat on ball constantly. He can't keep anybody in front of him. He does a tiny bit better when he's down in the post, and he can kind of. He doesn't have to worry about space and having to, you know, cover a lot of ground when he's right down there. But it's still not good. I get it.
I want to see him develop too. And it's not that, man. I love watching him, dude. He's fun to watch. But I don't think we have the time. You know, that's what it comes down to, is time for me.
And in my opinion, we won't see him get much better at defense than what we've already seen.
He's
going to be one of those players. He's undersized. He's, you know, smaller frame. He's just going to be one of those guys that's very gifted offensively, and just defensively, there's not much there. And some teams need that. Right now, we're not a team that needs that.
Yep. And I'm with Jam as well, and moving Shaden if you have to, man. I mean, we're a win now. You know, you could trade Dame, build a team around Ant, but I just think we owe it to Dame, man. He deserves that chip more than anybody.
Yeah. And Taylor, I get where you're coming from as well, and it totally makes sense. So it's like we're in this weird predicament where it's like, what is the right thought process? What is the right move? So, I mean, I totally get both sides.
Well, that's the thing, is like, I want Dame to win more than anything. I also know that realistically, to give him his best shot, it's probably going to be next year. And I, like, my, like, fantasy is that we trade Josh Hart and Keon for OG, get that set up this year, and then next year trade Simons for a superstar all-star talent to really solidify having Dame, whoever we trade for, OG, Grant, and then maybe Nurk, but Nurk is so just up and down. I would much rather just have like someone who's just really good at rebounding and like paint defense. Like, substitute Nurk out just for that, just to just have some sort of consistency, and then just let Grant, OG, whoever we trade for, and Dame just kind of work everyone, and then have like Shaden, Peyton, and Winslow like off the bench.
Yeah, and that's something we haven't even seen Peyton yet. I know the rumor is Friday he's supposed to make his debut. I mean, that remains to be seen until it happens. Until it happens, I don't believe it. So there's a lot that Peyton can help us with. I definitely think defensively it's going to help us. You know, his mentality and his communication is going to help defensively. Does it help Ant that much more? Probably not. But as a team, it's going to help. So, I mean, there's lots of factors to go into all this, and that's why we're not GMs. I know it's so easy to sit here and just say, dude, let's just do this, do it. But you know, there's a lot of factors that go into it. So I want to wrap back around real quick. First off, James, if you have any response to Taylor's,
I've got a lot. Process, I've got a lot.
But
so
I also wanted your opinion on trading, like people wanting to get rid of Nurk as well.
No, I gotcha. Yeah, I'll address all of this. So Taylor, no disrespect to you, man. Everyone's entitled to their opinions, and I can respect it. But here are some things here. Holding on to Ant and being patient will show the league that he can score. It's also going to show how much of a poor defender he is more and more. I'm scared his value could also get tainted where we're just not getting offers. That's number one. Number two, Hart for Keon, or Hart and Keon for like an OG. That's tough. I mean, that's just a scenario of, I think, us Blazer fans overvaluing some players for outside talent. Hart's great. right? Like he does it all, but I just don't see the league having super high value for him to give up somebody like an OG. Unfortunately, I would love that trade. But at the same time, I also want to keep Hart. I would love him as our starting two, and OG at the three. We mentioned Siakam, and moving Grant to the three could be an issue. I don't know. I think that if Grant's playing the three, which I believe he did either for the Nuggets or the Thunder, in his career, I think the rest of the league is in trouble. If we have a team of like a Dame and a solid defender, like an OG at the two, for example, Hart at the two, Grant at the three, and then we've got Siakam at the four. That's trouble for other teams as well. So, you know, that's one of those things where we'd have to wait and see. But Ant shoots the same amount of shots that Dame does. They both shoot 18 times a game. Ant got paid recently. It would be an even bigger problem if he's not putting up 22 points a game. He gets his shots. A lot of people look at Hart and think, man, why is he not being more aggressive and scoring more? He only shoots 7 times a game. Ant's shooting 11 more shots per game than Hart. So, you know, and then the third highest shooter is Jeremy Grant at 15 a game. So, you know, if you can plug in someone else at that spot, and if they're getting 18 shots up a game, they're going to score 20 plus points. So I'm not worried about losing scoring at all. He needs to be moved. And then I'll finish off with talking about Nurk. I loved Nurk, you know, when it was all about Nurk fever. He's sensitive. He takes words to heart. He blocked me on Instagram because I was talking crap about Hezonja before. I mean, what a soft ass. He blocked me on Instagram. I thought, what the hell is this? But I still support him, right? Like, I want him to do well. And I agree with Xander, but the thing is, look at last game. He had, what, like 28 points, 5 threes? I mean, he can turn it on sometimes, and it's so great when he does that, but it's also so inconsistent. I don't know what to do with him. Do we move on? I think the answer is yes, but then when he puts up 28, you got to stop and think, crap, like, maybe he's good, right? So there's a lot of inconsistency with the guy. And then I'll finish it by saying, Taylor, I know you said, again, patience, patience, patience. But you're also frustrated, and you mentioned that it hurt losing back-to-back to OKC. That's why we need to make the change, right? That's why we need to be aggressive. And I don't know if you guys remember Bob Whitsitt, our GM in the 90s, who would just make some trades here and there. Sometimes it was crap. Sometimes it was amazing. I miss that, and I hope Cronin can do something, because we can't wait forever, and we got to be on Dame's timeline.
Yeah, and I mean, we've already seen Cronin make the move for Grant. I don't think that's something we probably would have seen with Olshay. So Cronin already has made more moves, taken more chances than I think Neil Olshay really has. I'm not as big of a... I like Nurk. I'm not as big of a... I don't blame a lot on him. He's our fourth option offensively. I will say this. I 110% and frustrated with how soft he is down low, all these little flip quick shots, and instead of just powering it down and just dunking on someone or going up strong, like it literally pisses me off every time he cannot finish a layup. So that does frustrate me, but I think defensively and offensively what he provides is good enough, especially at the value of the contract we have for him. I think it was Rose City said he'd like Turner. I don't know what it would take to get Turner. Indiana might not even want to give up Turner now. I don't know how much of a difference it makes. From, they both do things good differently. Nurk is very inconsistent, so I get it. But he's all, like you just said, he has these games where he goes absolutely crazy, and it's mental for Nurk. And if he's locked in, then he's locked in, and he's one of the better centers in the league. And I'm sure, I don't know off the top of my head what Turner's contract is, but Nurk's contract is fairly reasonable for us. And so that's going to be hard to move on, especially if we're going to try to get these other players like OG or Siakam or Jimmy Butler or some, you know, one of these other players. Money is going to become an issue. And, you know, we have an owner that doesn't want to spend money right now. So, Rose City, do you have any opinions on trading Nurk? I know you said Turner, so I'm going to guess you're probably okay with trading Nurk.
No, I didn't say Turner. That wasn't me. I think that was someone.
Okay, my bad.
You're perfectly fine. I'm okay with trading Nurk because I feel like, but the problem with trading Nurk is like, I hate to say it, but like, what other center is we gonna get that's better than him?
Yeah.
Every other center that I think that's better than him, or like either have potential to be better than him, I'm pretty sure the team won't trade him, or we can't trade him because we don't have the pieces to trade for him. So that's the problem I have with Nurk. I just feel like we're stuck with him, unfortunately.
No, and that's something I said in one of our podcasts. Like, if we're going to trade Nurk to get an upgraded center, what, you're upgrading from the 16th best center to the 14th best center, but you're going to have to give up something extra to get that two-spot difference. Is it really worth giving up something extra? I mean, I guess it depends on what that extra is, but I agree with you. I don't think there's a player that realistically is going to be that much better, that's going to make that much of a difference that it's worth trading Nurk for. Taylor, any response to James's rebuttal to you?
Absolutely. So James, I appreciate like your points, and I can feel the frustration as well. I also feel it. I haven't quite been a Blazers fan as long as you, mostly because I haven't been alive as long as you've been a fan, but you know, it is what it is. But what I can say is I get the fear about Simons losing value because like the league will see he's not a good defender. He hasn't been a good defender for all 5 years that he's been there, but he's also learning under Dame, who, if you remember, the Blazers New Orleans series where AD just wrecked and like New Orleans just wrecked the Blazers and swept them, even though we were the third seed. Lillard went and just like learned how to shoot just crazy deep, right? Lillard is one of those people that just like learns something every single offseason, and Simons is learning from Dame. So there is something that Simons is probably going to add to his game every single time he gets a chance, right? And so if you allow that 23-year-old learning from one of the greatest to ever do it, you allow that person to increase their value over time, right? So I think allowing Simons to kind of build his value as time goes on and trade him next trade deadline, where you can maximize that value, use those potential first-round picks that are now freed up after making the playoffs this year. That allows us to use all of the tools at our disposal at a much more efficient and effective rate that allows us to absolutely maximize Lillard's window. The reason that Toronto might be interested in a Josh Hart, Keon, and maybe a couple second-rounders if you really need to add something is that Toronto likely still sees themselves as competitive despite losing a lot recently, right? And the fact that Scotty Barnes, while he may not have been super amazing this year so far, he's still going to command a huge salary in the future. So they got to think about having the right amount of people with the right amount of salary and the right balance right there. OG and Scotty Barnes play similar positions, and you got Siakam there as well. So you got a logjam at the forward position. You trade OG, you allow Scotty Barnes to really kind of fulfill that spot and really kind of grow into his own. You add Josh Hart, who is a win-now player for a team that sees themselves as competitive, while also allowing that expiring deal to say, give him the option as like, you know what? We're going to try this year. If it doesn't work, then we'll reset in the offseason. We'll use that salary as a salary dump, right? Keon by himself is like a 20-year-old uber athletic, amazing like prospect, someone that could develop into like a really nice piece, right? So I think that there's more intrigue based on who Toronto is in terms of like a Josh Hart, Keon trade than people might expect, right? And that's the thing about trades is you always have to think about what does the other person want and what do you, like, what might they like see in something, right? And so I think it's really important to just kind of use all the tools that we possibly have while maximizing everything, right? So I don't know, obviously I'm not a GM or a trade expert, but like finding some sort of good trade for Josh Hart rather than potentially letting him walk or receive a better offer from somewhere else, right? Like, I think it's so important that we maximize all those kind of tools that we have.
Yeah, so. I honestly, now that you say that, I do think probably figuring out Josh Hart's situation is the most important situation or most important priority right now for this team. We can't let him walk for nothing.
Because then you just, that CJ McCollum trade just all of a sudden becomes worse.
And I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, Fawad, chime in. I believe Hart has a player option after this year, correct?
I don't remember, but I thought he was expiring. He does.
Yeah, he has a player option. I think it's around 13 now.
Yeah, so, I mean, he could choose to accept that and extend it, or, you know, he could say no thanks. But that's definitely something I'm sure Cronin is talking, you know, in very good contact with him. Because I agree with everybody. Josh Hart's a very important piece. He's a piece that you would want on a championship team. He plays winning basketball. He makes all the little plays that don't necessarily show up on the stat sheet. So I'm very big on Josh Hart. But, yeah, he is a big priority, and we need to figure out what the plan is with him. Xander, I have two things for you before we wrap up. Do you think trading Nurk is the right move? And then also, last thing to wrap up, who, in your opinion, is the greatest Trailblazer of all time? I figured we would talk about that. So, we have someone new. I didn't even notice. B Streaks.
Byron.
So anyways, feel free to let us know who you think your the all-time greatest Blazer is, and then as well, what's your opinion on trading Nurk?
I got to go with Dame, man. You know, I'm 31. I'm a bit younger, you know, so I didn't grow up watching, you know, Clyde a whole lot or anything. So, I mean, some recency bias, of course, but I got to go with Dame. I got to go with Dame all day, I think. With Nurk, I think that, you know, going back to, I think it just comes down to consistency, brother. You know, he's just so inconsistent. It's, you know, one game he's, he's in the game and mentally, and the next game he's not, it feels like. And if he can get consistency out of him, and I think, you know, keep him. But it's just, the problem is he's in the game. Now, next game he's out of the game. Next game he's in the game. You know, it's just a very, very inconsistent stat line. And I'm like the guy that somebody said in chat, if he can average 15 and 10, I'm with that all day, bro. All day. You know, he's just got to be consistent. But I would love to get Turner. I'm the guy who said I'd love to get Turner. I don't know what we're giving up for him, but I would love Turner on the team personally.
Yeah, no. And it's something I said in the podcast a couple of weeks ago. If we're getting like 14 and 10 or 12 and 12 from Nurk, that's like, that's going to contribute to a lot of wins. It's just consistency. Can he do it consistently? Can he not? And where he has 30 points and 12 and 15 rebounds and 3 blocks. And I mean, the other night he had what? 25, 15, 5, 5. Like he was like in one of those 5 by 5 games again. So.
Yeah. And I'm with, Jam as well. I'm going to take Hart over Simon starting all day, any game, all day. I think he's just, you know, what we need. I mean, he reminds me of Wes Matthews, you know, the motor of the team, you know.
Well, Xander, I appreciate you joining. If we don't hear from you again, thank you so much for joining. And we're going to definitely.
Yeah. Thanks for having me, brother.
Let's really quickly wind it down here. James, who in your opinion is the greatest Blazer of all time?
So I grew up watching Clyde. He was my favorite player. But for me, it's just, you know, it's just emotional stuff as a kid. I mean, cheering him on for all those years. And then he went to Houston. We allowed that, right? We traded him to where he wanted to go. And then during the 50-year anniversary, he wore a Houston jacket, which a lot of people might not understand. But at the time, that was a big deal for a lot of people, just representing the team that the players played for the most. But more importantly, after he wins the championship and all these years go by, I don't think he's been involved with the Blazer community at all. He's just more of just straight up a Houston Rocket. Even at Dame's ceremony, you know, apparently there's word that, you know, he called Dame. And someone posted on Facebook on one of my posts just saying, who are we to demand, you know, Clyde to show up on a video screen for the fans? I get it, but it's just I just feel like he lost some class with our team. So my answer, sorry, long-winded answer, but it is Dame. I've never seen a leader like this before. I love his loyalty. He's done so much for the franchise, game winners after game winners. He's the greatest trailblazer, and that's why, you know, although I'm not a GM and I have 0% in any decisions being made, that's why I'm so passionate about changes having to be made. Because if we can get him some help, I really feel we can win it all. And if we do, then that's going to be the championship of all championships, given that he did not jump ship. He did it the hard way, and that'll cement it for sure. But I am leaning towards he is the greatest trailblazer.
Yeah, and I'm with you. My mom is a very big Clyde Drexler fan. We actually were just talking about it today, funny enough. And I had mentioned Clyde has kind of lost a lot of people's respect in Portland. And like you said, it's not on us to, you know, pressure him into messaging Dame in public. If he contacted him privately, then good on him. He was a very good player. I have seen many, many highlights, watched many, many NBA classic games of him. My mom, like I said, is a lover of Clyde Drexler. In my opinion as well, I think Dame is the greatest trailblazer. I think if you didn't even know who Dame was, like on the court, the stuff that he does off the court is just as important as the stuff he does on court. And so there's so much that he does both on and off the court that it just, to me, even though if we never win a championship with him, he passes Bill Walton, he passes Clyde Drexler. He is the greatest Blazer. What about you, Rose City Boy? What's your opinion? Who's the greatest?
Like, if I had to be honest, the greatest Blazer is the only person that accomplished the only thing that the MVP brought us, the only championship we ever got. It's Bill Walton, in my opinion. So, like, it could be Bill, then we could have a discussion about who's below him.
Yep, and that's a totally fair point. I know a lot of people feel the same way. I can't argue with it. If you said Clyde Drexler, I couldn't argue with it. I think they're all worthy players, and it's all of our opinions. So, was there anything else you wanted to add on to that?
No, that's it. That was it.
Okay. James, first off, I forgot to say this. I appreciate you joining once again. I think we're probably going to wrap it up here in just a second. So I just want to say thank you for joining. And same for you, Rose City. I know this is your first time, and I know I've talked to you in Twitter spaces before. So I appreciate you joining and doing this for us. Last but not least, Taylor, what's your opinion? Who's the greatest Blazer of all time?
Hey, I mean, it's the man that bleeds Rip City, and that's Dame Lillard. Like, he's just the greatest. Just because I agree with James, it's all the off court stuff. The fact that he just reps Portland, he just shows out for it. He's so loyal. Just one of the most humble people, even just portrayed in the media. Obviously, I haven't met him. I do have a moment where he was 6 feet in front of me, like in Portland, and I didn't ask for a picture. It's my biggest regret, but like, it's that guy, and I don't think it's close. And it's mostly because one, just a prolific scorer, two, it's who he is as a person that makes him the greatest trailblazer ever. Someone that you could be proud of when you think of the Blazers.
For sure. We are extremely lucky to have a player like him on our team. Loyal, a good person, a great basketball player, a great leader, not afraid to stick out, you know, the bad years. And we're extremely lucky. Big shots, huge shots, deep shots, everywhere. I mean, we're extremely lucky. Okay. Everybody that is in here, I appreciate you all. Me and Fawad both appreciate you for joining. We look forward to talking more with you guys in Discord. If you guys aren't in Discord and you're listening, Discord's the place to be. If you want to join in on an episode, this is where we do the episode. So make sure you get in here and talk. It's a good time in Discord. Once again, guys, everybody that's in here, thank you so much for coming. Other than that, if you guys are listening and it's nighttime, have a good night. If it's morning time, have a good morning. But as always, Rip City, baby.
Yep. Thanks for having us, brother.
Thank you.
Thanks to My Life Pursuing for the music used on the intros and the outros of this podcast. You can check them out on all major streaming platforms at My Life Pursuing.
I'm trying.